You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations-led initiative to share COVID-19 vaccines fairly across the globe is planning to supply 337.2 million doses, mostly to developing countries, in the first half of the year. This is enough to immunise nearly 169 million people with two shots, or about 3% of the population in the 145 countries taking part in the COVAX scheme. The vaccines will be those developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford in the first two quarters, most of them made under license by the Serum Institute of India. An additional 1.2 Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine doses are also expected in the first quarter. Deputy Chief Executive of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, Frederick Christensen, says the announcement marks a critical moment for COVAX.
With these allocations announced today, we are on the path to really start balancing out a global map, which so far has shown, you know, how many lower income countries are yet to start vaccinating a single person, while other wealthier countries plow ahead towards mass vaccination.
The Coronavirus Task Force in the United States says new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be decreasing. The Biden administration remains confident that it can hit its target of 100 million vaccines in 100 days. At vaccination sites in New York City, despite heavy winter weather, queues formed as the city increased its vaccination drive. Chief Medical Officer of SOMOS Community Care in New York City, Jacqueline Del Monte, says there's much relief that a vaccine is finally available.
Well, obviously, but it's the winter. I think it's expected that we're going to have some issues with the weather. But, you know, the most important thing is to get vaccines in people's arms and do it safely. And hopefully they'll get the second dose very soon.
While coronavirus infections are finally decreasing in the United States and Canada after weeks of unrelenting rises, the Pan American Health Organization says cases and deaths continue to increase in Latin American countries. Meanwhile, England's chief medical officer, Dr. Chris Whitty, warns those who have been vaccinated will have no protection in the first 2 or 3 weeks after getting the vaccine. He's urging people who have already received their first dose of the vaccine to continue obeying social distancing rules. He also added there is cause for optimism with the country now past the peak of its second wave.
The number of deaths in people who have COVID is beginning to come down, but as the Prime Minister said, the numbers are still extremely high and they will stay high for quite some time, but coming down as you can see, on this pathway. And the first effects we will see of vaccination are likely to be on these death numbers.
Israel has so far vaccinated a third of its 9 million citizens, but the Palestinian Authority only received its first batch of 2,000 vaccines supplied by Israel on Monday. In January, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry accused Israel of ignoring its duties as an occupying power by not including Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in their inoculation program. But Israeli officials say it's the job of the Palestinian authorities. Bethlehem resident and head of healthcare support services, Walid Al-Khatib, says there have been difficulties getting the vaccine into Palestinian territories.
The vaccine, which needs to enter the Palestinian territories and also to reach the Palestinians in Jerusalem, would have to go through Israel. There's no other alternative other than the vaccine coming in through Israel. In the end, the vaccine is a medicine for all humans, whether they're Palestinians, Jews, or others.
The International Olympics Committee has released the first of its coronavirus guidelines for participants. The new regulations mean all athletes and officials must be tested upon arrival and will be required to prove a negative test taken within 72 hours of departure. They will also be tested at least every 4 days during the Games, while spectators will be banned from singing and chanting to help minimise the chance of infection. The Olympic Games Executive Director, Christophe Dubé, says the new rules will help to ensure the event is COVID safe.
Those playbooks are designed to be followed. The rules are really simple. for everyone to be safe, and it's in the interest of everyone to be safe. So we don't anticipate too many cases of breaches. However, if they do happen, let's be sure that there will be a procedure in place. If push come to shove, we have to activate a disciplinary commission, then it will be done.
The overall number of spectators permitted and whether travellers from outside Japan will be allowed to watch the games will be announced in the next few weeks. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.